dad on the defensive?
I see her coming at my daughter, arms stretched out, aggravated and angry.
I don't believe that you were following her in order to get the Nobel Peace Prize.
Or did he take the first shot?
He came out of nowhere and tackled me, and my head slammed into the door.
Now, a witness is on the hot seat.
A little nervous, ma'am.
Don't be nervous. Why were you nervous about me?
You're Judge Judy, ma'am.
You're right.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
22-year-old Autumn Maniacci is suing Gregory Gonzalez for assaulting her outside a bar.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 210 on the calendar in the matter of Maniacci versus Gonzalez.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Everybody can be seated except somebody by the name of Alex. Who is that? You can stand next to your father. Miss Maniacci, according to you, the defendant assaulted you outside a bar.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Gonzalez says that you were the aggressor and he was merely defending his daughter. So, Mr. Gonzalez, I would like you to change places with your daughter for a moment, because my first questions have to do with these two young ladies. Now, what were you doing at the bar and who were you with?
I was with some coworkers, and we went to see a band at a local bar.
Who took you? Which of your coworkers?
I was with about four of my coworkers, and the defendant's daughter was with two of my coworkers. We had met up at the Owl Club, the bar that we had gone to see the band at.
All right, Ms. Gonzalez, what were you doing at the bar that night, and who were you with?
I was with two of Autumn's co-workers.
Did you know each other from before that evening? No. So you knew each other only through mutual friends, and you met that evening?
Yes.
Who physically did you go with?
Our friend, Charlene.
What time did you arrive at the bar?
Approximately 8:30.
And who did you see when you arrived at the bar?
Just Charlene and her sister.
You ever have any problem with any of her friends or co-workers before?
No.
Did you have any problems with them that evening?
At the very beginning, the plaintiff actually wasn't even willing to be introduced to me.
Explain that to me.
I went to introduce myself, and I cracked a little joke, and she took offense to it.
What did you say to her?
Another coworker, I don't know the name of the coworker, asked me, how do you know the band? I said, because of Charlene, I introduced Charlene, and I was like, oh, this is all everybody's here because of me. And she said, the plaintiff said, I don't know you, and you don't know the band. I'm here because of Charlene.
Okay, by the way, would you get those shoes off the table? Now, did you have any other conversations with her during the course of the evening?
No.
And when did you go to stay with your family?
As soon as I had the introduction, I felt that we needed to be separated because I didn't like the interaction we were already having with the evening.
And about what time was that you went to stay with your family?
About 9:30, 9:45.
So that's about an hour and 15 minutes after you arrived?
Yes.
And in that hour and 15 minutes, who were you mingling with?
Just Charlene and her sister.
Did you have anything to drink?
One beer.
Who paid for it?
My mother.
What time did your mother arrive?
9:30-ish.
So between 8:30 and 9:30 is what you're telling me you had nothing to drink?
No.
Is that right? Is that what you're telling me?
That's true, yes.
At any time that evening, were you asked to leave the bar?
No.
Had you been to that bar before?
I go there almost all the time. Anytime the band plays there, I do karaoke there. It's the local bar.
So they know you there?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you were introduced.
Yes.
And can you describe that introduction to me as you recall it, please?
I had walked up to Charlene and her sister to say hello. And the first thing that came out of the defendant's daughter's mouth was, oh, well, they're only here because of me, because I invited Charlene. In a very attitude, rude way.
Okay.
And I said, no, we're not here for you. We don't know who you are. We're here for Charlene. She invited us.
After that, what happened?
After that, we were dancing, listening to the band. I had given a shout out to Charlene from next to the band saying, you know, yay for Charlene and Alex, the defendant's daughter. I don't know if she didn't like me saying that or what happened, but she came back and said, no, it's Mama Char, which is a nickname that the band had called her one time previously. After that happened, Sherlene got really upset and had gone outside. So I had gone outside to console her, make sure she was okay. And about 5 to 10 minutes after that happened, the defendant's daughter and one of my coworkers had gotten thrown out of the bar.
How do you know they were thrown out?
Because I was told by Sherlene's sister.
Oh, well, that's hearsay, so I'm excluding that from this. So how did Miss Gonzalez physically get outside? Did you see her come outside?
I saw her walk outside, and instead of going to her car, which was the opposite way that we were, she ran in front of us and was screaming at us, telling Sherlene that she was a horrible friend and calling us and pointing her finger in my face. And after that, she had crossed the street, and I was like, what's going on? I don't understand why you're screaming at us. I had gone across the street to talk to her. She was about, and this is the street that I was on. The heels that I have right here are the heels that I wore. They're messed up.
Put the picture down.
Okay.
So now she's walking away from you, and she has spewed out some nasty things, according to you, but walking away. And you walked across because you wanted to find out what her problem was?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I didn't understand why she was acting that way.
Yeah. And?
She was about 50 feet ahead of me, and out of nowhere, the defendant tackled me and slammed me into a door. I had a gash in my head. I had to get 4 staples. There was blood everywhere, blood all over my coworkers. I was knocked out for about 30 seconds, and I came to realization and looked up, and there's blood all over me, blood all over the ground, blood all over everybody. The police had come, and they had restrained me because I was hysterical. I didn't know what to do. I've never been in an altercation before. I don't fight. I'm not violent. And I was freaking out, was just, like I said, hysterical.
Okay. Now I want you to tell me, Mr. Gonzalez, what happened when you walked outside the bar? I want you to tell me where you were, where your daughter was, and where the plaintiff was.
I walked to the front door of the bar. I was standing
alone.
I thought I was alone. Mr. Wright was right behind me, and his son Cameron was right behind him.
Go ahead.
I saw the plaintiff being restrained by 3 young ladies. She was obviously intoxicated.
Plaintiff being restrained?
Restrained.
How far away from the front door?
About 8 feet.
And where was your daughter?
My daughter was right at the curb.
How far away from the plaintiff was your daughter?
About another 8 feet.
So you saw some young ladies holding the plaintiff.
Holding the plaintiff back.
And your daughter,
My daughter was
on the other side of the street?
She was in the curb, right backing away. I could see her hands up in a defensive manner, and I could see the fright in her eyes and big eyes frightened. And she turned right after that and went like and shaking her head. I couldn't hear what she was saying.
What did your daughter go outside for?
I don't know. I was inside watching the band. I was just watching the band, and it just kind of lost track
of where she was. So you don't know why your daughter went outside?
No, I don't.
But since that evening, you've asked your daughter why she went outside.
No, I haven't.
Why would you not ask her? What caused you to go outside?
I didn't feel that the reason her being outside was relevant to the situation.
Really?
Really.
Now you're getting yourself into trouble, Mr. Gonzalez. You know, young people lie all the time. Old people are not supposed to do that. They're supposed to set an example. Because I don't even think that you think it's not relevant. I mean, it's relevant whether she was thrown out of the bar or left on her own volition. That would be relevant, right?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Gonzalez. So you're watching your daughter like this, with her eyes open, and you don't know the reason that she's standing outside rather than being inside with her parents and her friends. So what do you do?
So then I see her walking across the street, and I follow her.
You see who walking?
My daughter walking across the street, away from the situation. The plaintiff then, sometime during the time we were crossing the street, broke free from the girls that were holding her. She ran away from the crowd and circumvented the crowd and crossed the street completely. She was running down the street. It was probably about 100 feet, I'd say, that she
was... Just a minute. So let me understand this. Right now, we're 100 feet away.
The circle,
Not 8 feet, 100 feet. And you've just come out and seen your daughter like this.
Yes.
With her eyes wide open, the plaintiff being restrained. And you watch the situation where your daughter is crossing the street.
Yes.
And the plaintiff is circling around, and this is 100 feet. Keep going.
I see her coming at my daughter, arms stretched out, aggravated and angry. So I took 3 big steps, went up on the curb and went into the sidewalk and just braced myself, and she ran right into me, plowed me over, and she knocked me down.
Okay, you went across the street, which I hardly believe, to talk to her nicely to find out what was aggravating her. I don't buy that for a second. that you weren't angry, juiced up with a little bit of whatever you were all drinking that night, and that includes her. Tell me your version.
I had crossed the street.
To go and talk to her.
To go and talk to her. She was about 50 feet ahead of me when I had gotten across the street. He came out of nowhere and tackled me, and my head slammed into the door. After I was on the ground, he had lifted up his hand to punch me, and one of my coworkers had to push him off of me because he was
Who
going.
Who is this?
This is my best friend's mom. She has been
Just a sec. You have anybody who was there as a witness?
No, ma'am.
You have a medical record for me to look at?
Yes.
I'd like to take a look at it.
Can I explain why my witnesses aren't here?
No. That's hearsay why your witnesses aren't here. Are they in a hospital? Are they serving in the armed forces or dead?
No, ma'am.
Good. Then I'm not interested.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That's body English. I read body
Sorry.
English.
A little nervous, ma'am. Sorry.
Don't be nervous. Why are you nervous about me?
You're Judge Judy, ma'am.
You're right.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Autumn Maniacci says Gregory Gonzalez assaulted her outside a bar. Gregory claims he was protecting his daughter. He is countersuing for broken glasses and an injured shoulder.
Now, I want to know which one of you, if anybody, observed the incident that occurred on March 8th.
Yes, ma'am.
Come and stand up. Tell me your last name.
Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T.
And how do you know the defendant and his daughter?
I've known both of them for quite some time. I've known Gregory for about 25 years.
Did you see Miss Gonzalez leave the bar?
I did not see that part, no, ma'am.
At what point did you go outside the front door?
I went out there directly after my son mentioned that there was some type of conflict going on out there.
Had you seen the conflict?
Yes, but I saw the beginning of the conflict, not the conflict itself.
All right. Oh. Change places with
yes,
you
ma'am.
For a moment. You saw the beginning of the conflict?
Yes.
Tell me what you observed.
I observed Alex was outside and there was a confrontation in the sense of argument. There was...
You mean verbally arguing?
Verbally. And there was a lot of girls going on, so I couldn't hear what was going on, but...
Was it just the two of them arguing, or was everybody arguing?
Everybody's arguing.
Everybody. So you finished your cigarette and went inside?
No, I actually stomped it out and instantly got her father and said, I think it's time to go.
You went inside to get him. Said that there's some sort of altercation outside. I think it's time to go.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's when Mr. Gonzalez came outside with your father. And so you didn't see the conflict. Where were you? Inside the bar?
I was, actually.
Okay, now you can sit down. All right, Mr. Wright. Now, yes, your ma'am. Son was outside, and unless he was really drunk, he saw enough of an altercation to come in and say, I think it's time for us to go. There's an altercation out. There's
Correct.
Something going on outside.
Sure.
But I'm going back inside to do whatever I was doing. So it didn't appear from what he says that he thought that anybody was in danger.
No,
because
I don't,
if he thought sure. that anybody was in danger, I assume he would have stayed outside.
Correct.
A bunch of girls outside. So he didn't think anybody was in danger. They were just yelling and screaming at each other, you know, little drunk girl talk.
Yes, ma'am.
So then you came outside.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Mr. Wright, I want you to tell me what you observed when you went outside.
I was directly behind Mr. Gonzalez, stepped outside, and when I got out there...
Look at me.
I'm sorry. There was a lot of ruckus. There was a couple of three different gals that were what appeared to be trying to contain Mrs. Mancini.
Without surmising what was in anybody else's mind...
Sure.
I want you to tell me... Uncross your arms.
I'm sorry.
I want you to tell me what you physically saw.
I saw... At least three different people in a group around this lady right here, Mrs. Mancini. I saw Mrs. Gonzalez pretty much off to the side and obviously not part of the containment, I would say, crew. And as we were walking out, that's when Mrs. Gonzalez appeared to be stepping across the street away from the ruckus.
So you did not, now be careful with your answer.
Yes, ma'am.
You did not witness any of the girls that were around the plaintiff physically restraining her. Careful.
No, I wouldn't say
Careful.
They
had.
Yes, ma'am. I wouldn't say that they were physically restraining her.
That's body English. I read body
Sorry.
English.
A little nervous, ma'am. Sorry.
Don't be nervous. Why are you nervous about me?
You're Judge Judy, ma'am.
You're right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You were following her still looking for an argument. I don't believe that you were following her in order to get the Nobel Peace Prize. I think you were following her to continue the argument.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Autumn Maniacci is accusing Gregory Gonzalez of assaulting her outside a bar.
Okay. You walked outside, you saw three girls around the plaintiff, and you saw Miss Gonzalez walking away.
Yes, ma'am.
How far had she gotten from the plaintiff?
Roughly the distance of the width of the street. We were on one side, and she was approaching the other side of the street.
And then what did you see, Mr. Wright?
The group of girls that I said were, I felt, were trying to contain her. She broke free from them and was screaming and yelling along with the other girls, trying to get her back, I assume, by their actions.
No, don't tell me what you assume. I don't want to hear what you assume. I want you to tell me what you saw and what you heard.
I saw and heard a lot of yelling. At that point,
a lot of yelling.
There was a lot of cussing.
Was it only coming from the group, or was it coming from Miss Gonzalez as well?
Miss Gonzalez at that point wasn't engaging.
At that point, she was walking away.
Yes, ma'am.
And then what did you see?
I saw her, the plaintiff, screaming, yelling, and making a direct effort to try and get her hands on Mrs. Gonzalez.
Once again, sir, you're not following my directions.
Okay.
What you're saying is trying to get her hands on, that's assuming that
chasing.
You're reading her mind.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to tell me only what you saw or what you heard.
I heard cursing, and I heard her making an effort to get to Alex Gonzalez.
Didn't you hear what I said to you?
She was running towards her, ma'am. I'm sorry.
She was running towards her.
Yes.
And then what did you see?
Alex was running away from her.
And?
Looking back and putting her hands up.
Well, you can't look back over your shoulder and go like this.
No,
that's stupid, sir. That's ridiculous. She was running away from her. And?
That point in time, she made it all the way around the group, not a direct line, but around, and was chasing Mrs. Gonzalez. At that point in time, Mr. Gonzalez took roughly three good strides or three good steps and cut off her path by blocking his body, and they both went down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want you to answer this question for me.
Yes, ma'am.
At the time Mr. Gonzalez and the plaintiff collided and went down.
Yes, ma'am.
She says that he came across her and body slammed her.
Sure.
Which sounds right. How far were the two of them from Miss Gonzalez?
I would say roughly the distance of me and you.
Now, Mr. Gonzalez was outside at about the same time you were. Now, did the two of you stand there and watch the plaintiff make this big circle? You know, you said that she made this big circle to come in front of Miss Gonzalez.
She made this circle, I think, to get away from the people that were trying to restrain her, ma'am.
I don't care what you think. Don't you seem to understand that?
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, I think that you went out there and you were not an innocent. Although the two of you had an altercation and everybody was a little liquored up, and despite the fact that there was yelling and screaming and hissing, nobody touched anybody. So far, correct, Miss Gonzalez?
Yes.
You were yelling at her and screaming at her. She was yelling at you and screaming at you. Well, that's what they say.
They heard screaming.
So what you're telling me is you weren't screaming at anybody.
I was yelling one thing came out of my mouth, and it was saying, I'm going to my car to my friend Charlene.
Okay, great. I don't believe that, actually. I think that if people are yelling and cursing at you, you're going to be yelling and cursing at them. And I certainly think that by following her, you were following her still looking for an argument. I don't believe that you were following her in order to get the Nobel Peace Prize. I think you were following her to continue the argument. And I think that her father got all excited and his adrenaline got pumped and he body slammed you. That's what I think happened. Because he certainly had every opportunity, based upon what his friend Mr. Wright says, to jump into a sprint and stand in front of his daughter and defend her if he thought she was at risk. Had plenty of time to do that. Instead, I think that what he did was get a parental adrenaline rush, and he body slammed you. You can't do that.
This happened in about 30 seconds.
Well, it was 30 seconds misjudgment, sir. It's going to cost you $1,500. Judgment for the plaintiff. That's all.
What is your excuse? You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He took the law into his own hands, 52-year-old man, and assaults a 21-year-old girl. I was hysterical. I was bleeding all over.
She couldn't control her actions.
The same situation, same circumstances, the same thing would happen. I would defend my daughter against man, woman, or beast.